mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends. We're now into the third and final hour of this Friday edition. Do this broadcast Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central, blasting out on the AM and FM dial, a growing list of wonderful affiliates, simulcasting at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.tv, and on Global Shortwave during the day from 11 to 2 at 94.75, and back from 9 to midnight. Back from 9 to midnight at 3210. Okay, there is just so much here that we need to go over. And Putin says Russia warned U.S. on Saddam. I mean, this is so laughable. I mean, before the war, he was saying it was wrong, that Saddam hadn't done anything. He was with France and Germany saying it wasn't good. But now he says, oh, no, it was all true, and Saddam didn't just have weapons of mass destruction. He planned to attack America. I mean, this from this arch-criminal Vladimir Putin. After we've caught the Pentagon and the White House and the Justice Department planning all these fake weapons reports, admittedly. And now, suddenly, Putin is being hailed by neocons everywhere as this wonderful, good little boy who helps us and is such a friendly individual. What do you think about that? What do you think about all the news we have been covering here? We're going to take a bunch of calls now, and I mean quickly. Give each caller about a minute, minute and a half. Let's talk to Ed in Utah. Ed, go ahead.
Very good show today, Alex. I want you to encourage you to stay strong in the light of George there. I'm going to say this. They want you to start backing away from one of the prime sources in this country of what's going on, and that's the American Free Press, and particularly Michael Collins Piper. You've had him on. His new book, The High Priest of War. It is the first definitive book of the latest Gulf War and the Bush crime family, and their antics with, as you point out, the Jewish mob. And to that end, Alex, speaking of the American Free Press, I want to, if George is still listening, I hope he would look into it. Kings Bay, you may have heard about it. I've missed a couple of your shows here. The Kings Bay Submarine Naval Station in St. Mary's, Georgia, at the, on May 21st. And then a few days before, in Irwin, Tennessee, the Navy's sole submarine fuel provider, Nuclear Fuel Services. There were two incidents, two sets of Middle Easterners in both cases using Ryder rental trucks. You could contact Sheriff Ken Harris in Hennepin County. They're in Tennessee at the Irwin installation, Alex. And that has to do with the fact that in both cases, a federal judge intervened and let these two sets of criminals who had explosives, false IDs, learn to fly in Florida, business cards on their possession, et cetera, et cetera. And yet the federal judge intervened and got them to Ashcroft, who deported them back to the
United States. Unfortunately, either somebody else is on your line or we've got two lines live right now. That's your phone line.
Is that a little better?
Yes.
Okay, these were sent back to Israel. They were Israelis. Did you hear of these stories, Alex?
Yeah, it was even in the Associated Press.
But
by the way, sir, on top of all of this, a few weeks ago with the shootings in Khobar in Saudi Arabia, it's admitted the CIA ordered the shooters released.
Yes, and where I want to encourage you concerning Kings Bay, and especially Irwin, Tennessee, where this was at the same time when Ashcroft was scaremongering about a dirty bomb. Well, the materials that these Israelis could have gotten was right from Irwin, Tennessee, and the sheriff there is befuddled as to why Ashcroft and Tom Ridge intervened on behalf of these Israelis. Well, the American Free Press has laid out why that is, particularly Michael Collins Piper.
Listen, I hear you. I'm going to let you go because your phone is really bad, but thank you. Again, we will expose any mafia, the German mob, the British mob, the Italian mob, the Jewish mafia, the Chinese mafia, and certainly that's going on. I mean, you look at Nick Berg with all of his connections to Mossad, the CIA, working at Abu Ghraib. I mean, this whole thing stinks to high heaven. We'll be right back.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space. Just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barley grass, sprouting, herb and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, my friends, we're 8 minutes, 15 seconds into this third hour. Let's continue with your calls. Bill in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, I wanted to talk to your guest there, but unfortunately he's gone. But George is concerned about censorship. But whenever I call your show, all they say is, who are you, where are you from? And that's it. But you call these others, they want to know what you're talking about, what points you're going to bring out, and if you try to emphasize anything that's contrary to the neocon position, they don't put you on.
Now, if you're a classical, dumbed-down, big government promoter, they'll bring you on. Or if you're a government-worshipping neocon, they'll bring you on. But if you're a real conservative or libertarian exposing the New World Order, they will censor you off the air. You have to lie to get on almost every station in the country.
That's right. That's right. The local or Sean Hannity or the Ditto Head crowd. Same deal all the time. Sean Hannity, I would like to make one comment about this guy. I think they took him from almost nowhere, and he wasn't making much money, and he's making a ton now, and he's loving it, you know, getting all of these celebrities on the show, all these big government officials, all these other neocons, and all they do is reinforce each other constantly. And you're right. There's no facts presented. There's no true information. And it's just a cheerleading club. It's sick.
Well, I call him Every Child Needs a Microchip Hannity.
Well,
and I have him on video saying that. This is the arrest all militia members. I've seen him say that.
Yeah.
We need to put people in the... but he's nothing compared to Mr. Weiner.
Well, see, I'm not familiar with him.
Well, that's Michael Savage.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay, yeah, he's... The only time I listen to these guys is when I'm in the car, and that's it. Otherwise, I just don't waste the time, but if I'm in the car, I don't...
Well, the point is, they don't want to talk about the government doubling its growth rate. They don't want to talk about Bush and the assault weapons ban. They don't want to talk about Bush and open borders. They don't want to talk about Bush and UNESCO. They don't want to talk about Bush and campaign finance reform. They don't want to talk about any of that. They just want to tell us how conservative and how lucky we are to have him and how he never lies to us and... I tune into Hannity maybe once a month, and he's still, every time we found the mobile weapons trucks, we found the mass graves.
Yeah.
That's it. The government has admitted that was a mistake.
Yeah.
But they're still saying it.
And I would like to point out one thing to George, okay? It's a documented fact. Schiff's and the Warburgs financed the Bolshevik Revolution. They are not mafia, Alex. They are Jewish bankers. And, you know, they did this and brought on the internet.
Well, no, that is mafia, but that's my point, is that we can criticize Al Capone for doing something, but then if you criticize somebody from certain groups, then you must be bad. But it goes, I've seen the liberals try that. If you criticize a black person who's corrupt, you know, the defense is, oh, you're just racist. I mean, look, it's like when I caught a white guy paying off two black guys who just testified before the Texas legislature, and it made it in the front page of the paper and on TV, and I caught video of it, and they admitted they'd been paid off and really messed up. The paper called and said, Mr. Jones, are you a racist? And I said, what does this have to do with race? I caught him at a Second Amendment hearing. They're being paid to testify, and the House Ethics Committee says that that's illegal. I go, well, they're black, Mr. Jones. And I said, well, so what? Well, was a white guy paying them off? Well, would you have been angry if they'd have been white being paid off? And I said, of course. I mean, it just, where this stuff comes from.
Yeah. But one last point. There is a concerted effort on the part of the ADL, the Zionist movement, and even Judaism to eliminate Christianity from America. And to be blind to that fact is to be blind to, you know, all the no good things that they're up to. So,
well, there certainly are groups. I mean, Alan Dershowitz is out there promoting torture, and he's Jewish, but that doesn't mean that, you know, it's Jews who want torture, because you got all these neocon wasps,
there aren't too many of them.
Like Cheney and Bush and Rumsfeld. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Listen, that caller was on 3.5 minutes. I'm going to have to go to these calls quicker. Let's go ahead and talk to Logan. Logan, where are you calling from?
Austin.
Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say, just in defense of George.
Gonna have to put you on hold. I don't know whether you got your radio up or you're on a speakerphone or you're 15 feet from your telephone, but it's almost incoherent. So get next to your phone. Turn off whatever. Go ahead.
Okay, in defense of George, at least he's coming on the show and stating his opinion. And when I look at it, it just seems, I talk to people a lot like him, and yeah, they are liberals when I do talk to them. And it seems like what we have to do is really focus in on specific evidence for like a long time. Maybe have a whole documentary or a whole report on the Northwoods document. Because otherwise, they're really not going to believe it if we just put all the evidence in one big pot and show it to them. Like, they're not going to sift through it.
I don't know. You show a neocon the Northwoods document, they'll just deny it's real and then never go look it up.
Well, that's what I'm saying, because like when I got your videos and I really like your videos, and like if you took kind of your same style and but put that towards like this one specific piece of evidence, they can't really deny it. Because if I've shown people the Northwoods document, like they just kind of read through a little something that someone else has said about it and then throw it away. But if you know they got sat down in front of one of your documentaries where it was actually focusing on one piece of evidence where they couldn't turn their head away from it and just...
But see, you can lead a horse to water and you can't make him drink.
Yeah.
And I found it's better to give him a lot of different pieces of evidence. But hey, thanks for the call. It's good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Michael, in Hawaii. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, just got a question. You know, George, it's like, you know, the Bible says that wisdom is justified of her children, and George is sort of like my dad. You know, you can talk to your blue in the face, but, you know, you have to just plant seeds with him, and I'm just really surprised that you gave the guy almost an hour. I mean, one segment I could understand, but, I mean, it was obvious that nothing we could have said or shown or it wasn't going to change his mind. I think it was just a waste of time just keeping him on there so long because he was so closed-minded about anything.
Yeah, I mean, we need to not just have our ideas here and then kind of, you know, preach to each other. We need to hear the mindset, not of an evil globalist, but of one of their zombies.
Well, yeah, I can understand, but
so we have no. We had the zombie on for more than an hour, actually.
Oh, man. Anyway, you know, just we plant the seeds because one day, you know, when he wakes up and the world as he knows it has ceased to exist, well, then he'll think about all these things that we tried to tell him.
Well, he'll learn to blame it on Goldstein, you know, the boogeyman character in 1984.
Yeah.
He learned to do that. I mean, that's how it works. When we get abused, we've been preemptively taught who to blame it on. Never our global masters. I just have faith in our government. I just trust government. Well, our founding fathers said you shouldn't trust the government, and it almost always becomes evil, especially if it's big. But not according to George. I just trust our government. I'm just not going to believe that. I'm just going to have faith in them.
Keep it up, Alex. Have a good one.
You bet. Yeah, it's, you know, kind of invincible ignorance. I associate myself with the Republican Party, and it's the evil liberals. And I'm not going to, you know, I just can't believe it. I just can't. I just can't. I just can't. I ought to make him read speeches of the founding fathers. He'd say, well, that was a long time ago. Or I don't know what George would say. Let's go ahead and talk to our caller from Virginia. Caller, what's your name?
Isaac.
Good to talk to you. Go ahead.
Well, I just want to say very shortly that it's good that you and others are giving synopsis of the things that's happening now. It really does point up the prophecies of the Bible, and these evil, wicked people you're talking about, they're really a part of Babylon the Great.
But shouldn't we just trust the government? Governments are never bad.
No.
They're always good.
No, but the thing about it, all these things are happening. Has to happen because God's word said it would, prophesied it would.
And but we
so
have a job
should,
to wake people up and warn
that's,
them.
That's what
right.
I just said. That's what I just said.
Yes, sir.
So, but you don't get too excited about it because what is happening has to happen because it's been prophesied to happen. Say, for instance, right here in Revelation chapter 18, it would speak about Babylon the Great, says, because your traveling merchants were the top-ranking men of the earth, by their spiritistic practice, all of the nations were misled.
Well,
yes.
you know, Satan is the god of this world.
Yes, but that's...
And it says that all the leaders
are
under his control, and then these weirdo churches go, Romans 13, follow the leaders. Well, then why were almost all of the prophets and apostles killed? If government's so good.
That's just it. It says here, speaking about killing, yes, in here was found the blood of prophets and of holy ones and of all those who have been slaughtered on the earth. So here it is charging Babylon the Great with the murder of all those who have been murdered. How does that fit?
Fits quite nicely.
Okay. All right. I think I'll finish in my minute.
All right, good to hear from you. Great points. Up next, who's up next here? Ken in Tennessee, go ahead.
Yes, Alex, good to speak to you again after a long hiatus. Yeah, in conjunction with what the previous caller was just talking about, if we were duty-bound to obey the civil authority, Moses and the Messiah would both have been killed. So that's a little something there. But I really wanted to talk to waste my breath with George. I'd like to have him on there where I could do it face-to-face. Or
well, you can hold over and finish up your comments, but go ahead and start them.
Okay, Alex, thank you. First of all, George is he's what they call back during the Revolutionary period a Tory, and he will follow this government to his own destruction like many others. Now, I don't know what age he is, but if he's so inclined, I would urge him to enlist and go...
Tell you what, stay there. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Is your daily commute a grind? If it wears on your patience, you'll be amazed at how it grinds on your car or truck, too. Your engine and transmission wear away mile after mile and day after day. Hundreds of NT Oil Additive customers have reported increased fuel mileage. Fleets that conduct used oil analysis report up to 30% reduction in wear metals. NT Oil Additive is a 100% synthetic product made to perform. It really works. NT Oil Additive has been proven in many thousands of engines, manual and automatic transmissions, and other driveline components, even in two-cycle engines. NT Oil Additive was developed for industrial uses. It works in heat exchangers, air compressors, vacuum pumps, and air tools. Gearboxes and hydraulic systems can operate up to 18 degrees cooler with NT Oil Additive. Diesel engines thrive on it, too. To place your order, call King Oil Company at 800-647-4079. We accept MasterCard and Visa. The order department is open from 8 to 5 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday, and on Saturday until noon. That's 800-647-4079.
Jack Brownrigg for Midas Resources. Last summer, we did some two-year comparisons between the equity markets and gold. Let's update. January of 2002 to January of 2004, the Dow was up a whopping 2.2%. The NASDAQ in that same time frame is flat. 2 years ago, the U.S. dollar was worth 17% more than the euro. Today, the U.S. dollar is worth 28% less than the euro. Guess which one has gold backing? January of 2002, gold spot was 283. January of 2004, it's well over $400 at a 13-year high, up near 40%. Gold is moving, equities are treading water, to say little of the billions lost in market scandals. Put your money in a safe haven, physical possession, private gold. Remember, gold cannot go bankrupt. Call Midas Resources today, 800-686-2237. Protect yourself, protect your loved ones. Call 800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The globalists have created a false left-right paradigm where we waste all our energies in this World Wrestling Federation theater, while both parties destroy our liberties and our freedoms. Ken, in Texas, that's a great idea. Maybe all these neocons should suit up. Of course, the Mosley administration are a bunch of chicken hawks who draft dodged with Bill Clinton or did whatever in the past, or got special deferments because, you know, daddy was CIA director. They should all suit up and go to Iraq. I mean, these neocons will deny that depleted uranium is bad for you when the Army's own manuals say it. So they really don't care about the troops. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, nothing against your state there. I think a lot of it, but I'm here in Tennessee, but that's beside the point. I was saying that that George might need to enlist in the military, or he could go over there and work for a contractor or whatever if he's so inclined. But we have to understand that he is our greatest enemy for people who are trying to expose this corruption. But now I will say this. Having him on your show was good because you needed the other side. You need that occasionally. And it brought up a lot of interesting information that I'm sure some new listeners were not aware of. But George does not have the factual foundation to see through. See, this is not for everybody. Some people's eyes will not be opened. It's for those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And tie this in with Scripture, which is very easy to do, through the prophecies and Revelation. But we have to plug on. We have to hope for that armor and pray that we're worthy of what's coming. Now, as far as Mr. Bush is concerned, I've noticed he has that same arrogant strut that Mr. Putin has. Oh, they revel in their deceit and their lies and their blue blood superiority. But, you have to understand, one thing I'd like to say is about the word democracy. And there is a word also, demonocracy. And that's demon-controlled. But the demons are bound at this time. But it doesn't prevent them from working through their agents here. And that's what democracy is.
All right. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead and talk to John. And, John, where are you calling us from?
That's John, or Joan.
Oh, okay. Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, hi. I'm a first-time listener, and I really love your show. But I have a question for you. Earlier, or usually you normally, anytime anyone gives you any kind of evidence or any kind of video evidence or even on the Internet, you usually ask them to send you a copy of it. But this time this gentleman seemed to offer a video of Peter Kowalik, and you just didn't seem kind of interested.
It's just I have a rule. There's 50 other shows that do nothing but bash other patriots.
Uh-huh.
And spend all their time doing that, and I just I don't know about I've heard of the particular person you're mentioning. That's not what I was talking about.
Uh-huh.
I'm not going to sit here and use my show as a format to bash other talk show hosts on this network.
Okay.
And I happen to think Dave and Joyce are doing a great job and are good people. And so that's basically it, ma'am. Are you concerned about any of the other issues we've discussed?
No, I was just wondering about that.
Well, I mean, you're on the air right now. And I'm just telling you that I'm going to continue to expose the New World Order, and I am not going to be part of any of these infighting programs. Thank you for the call. All right, let's go ahead and take another one. Let's go ahead and take a call from Vandrick in Texas. Vandrick, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, let me dispense with the pleasantries. And, we're talking about egos and we're talking about bad attitudes. And I got a question for you. We know absolute power control is absolutely, but does being a radio talk show host necessarily inflate one's ego? Because you seem to be really egoed out lately, and you've been really rude with your callers, and you act like you're smarter than everybody else. And, that's just not right. You got to respect your people like Jack Blood does. You know, he actually lets people talk and get their opinions out. You always cut people short. Why do you do that?
Okay, number one, it sounds like there's about 100 dogs or something in the background. Can you get away from that noise?
Yeah. Okay, I'm out.
What is that in the background?
That was a bunch of people in a restaurant. I stepped outside.
Oh, okay, it sounded like a menagerie, like a bunch of parrots and dogs and stuff. I was just curious.
Voices.
Number one, sir, you'll see me go through cycles, and I have to admit, I've been a little bit irritable lately. So I think you misjudge irritability and frustration with arrogance. I'm actually a very humble person. And,
I hope so, because you're starting to turn off a lot of your listeners. I've been listening to
you a lot of times. You don't have to listen, man. You don't need to listen anymore.
Okay?
No, seriously. Just don't listen anymore. Bye. I don't want you to listen. I don't care. Again, I do what I want to do. I'm me. I'm free.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
from taking collagenate from Vim and Vigor, I've gone from a size 12 to a size 9. It feels great. Absolutely wonderful.
Well, here's another listener who's lost weight the safe and healthy way with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Kimberly, tell us about your success.
Okay, I've been on Vim and Vigor for almost 2 months. I've lost 16 pounds, and I've gone down 3 pant sizes.
Incredible.
I'm really excited, naturally. I mean, I have a 21-month-old child, and losing weight after a child can sometimes be difficult.
Well, that's for sure. Was it easy?
Very easy. I mean, there's nothing to it. You can actually still continue to eat meals with your children and not starve yourself or anything else and lose weight.
I know you can lose fat the safe and healthy way, just like Kimberly did with collagenate from Vim and Vigor. Call right now, 1-800-622-THIN. That's 1-800-622-THIN. Remember, mention you heard it right here, and that gets you $25 off a 3-month supply. So call Vim and Vigor today, 1-800-622-THIN. Again, that's 1-800-622-8446.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
My family is breathing easier, and now you can too. Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the Biozone Air Purifier. The Biozone Air Purifier is not a filter system. It works at the molecular level, binding the small bits of dust, allergens, and other particles in your air into clumps that are too heavy to float. They fall harmlessly to the floor to be literally swept away. Nothing escapes. The Biozone Air Purifier also kills virus and bacteria germs and totally removes odors. Out on the farm, we have several cats and 2 big dogs, so pet odors can be a concern. But like the odors from anything else, simply gone. Smoke? My wife and I don't, but several of our friends do. Our Biozone air purifier clears out that smoke literally within minutes. I use it myself, and I'm telling you, your Biozone air purifier will improve the air in your home. It even comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee and free shipping. Call toll-free 888-88-MY-AIR today. That's 1-888-88-MY-AIR. Or visit www.purifymyair.com. That's purifymyair.com. Order yours today, and you'll get a bathroom ionizer, a $40 value, free. Get your Biozone air purifier today, and you'll be breathing easier, too.
All right, my friends, we're back live and just responding to the last caller. Barely understand it was the din in the background. If somebody disagrees with the things I have to say or says that something I'm saying isn't true, you know, piece of information I'm discussing, then I'll have them on this show for 2 hours. Or an hour and 50 minutes, to be accurate, like I had George Woolley on. Because I mean, I'm about legislation, bills, hardware, equipment, you know, biometrics, the Matrix system, Echelon, the NSA, what's in the vaccines. The show isn't about me, okay? It's about the world and what's happening in it and getting you to be a leader and to stand up and to take action. Now, there's just a few things that I cut short that I don't want to hear about. Infighting, the gossip column, the sewing circle, or the COINTELPRO op, I should call it. I won't be involved in that. I mean, you'll have your say, and I'll just say I don't agree with it. And personal attacks on me, okay? Because it's just not interesting. It's boring. You know, when people call in and say, oh, Alex, you're so great, oh, you're so good, I go, please. It actually gives me a headache, okay? It's not because I'm arrogant, folks. I go through cycles where I hear my show for a month and I'm real nice to people and in a good mood, and then I go into this cycle where, you know, I think the government's about to carry out a major terror attack. All the lies and propaganda, so much of it gives me a headache. I mean, literally, I said that hours ago. It gives me a headache. It angers me. It frustrates me. Now, that comes across
And then people resonate with that and think, oh, he doesn't like me. Or Alex said, okay, you know, a few days ago, because the guy repeated what I said. The guy kept telling me how great I was. And I said, like, three times in a row. And I said, okay, dispense with the pleasantries. What do you want to talk about? If that's arrogance to say, stop telling me I'm good. Stop telling me how great I am. Okay? Then I am. I'm the biggest, most arrogant, evil person around. Fine. Really, I'm somebody focused who works so hard, sometimes I kind of spin out in different directions. But everybody knows that. Okay? And I try to satisfy myself. I try to be honest with you and tell you what I think's going on and what I think's important. And I try to take more calls than anybody else does and give you a chance to talk and bring you these guests. I mean, I got countless people mad at me because I won't return emails. I can't. I spend hours every night trying to read them all. You know, how dare you? I emailed Jeb Bush and emailed me back, but you won't. I tell the person, no, that was a staffer that emailed you back. It just said Jeb Bush. No, it's him. I talked to Jeb Bush. You know, okay, I then love Jeb Bush because he was nice to you. He patted you on the head. You know, a serial killer, women out there, he'll be real nice to you to get you in the car. Okay? So whereas I may, I sometimes act a little foul, but don't I feel fair? I mean, I'm not here to run around and worship myself and then to sit there and, oh, you're so good. Thank you so much. Very good point. If I don't think something's a good point, I'm not going to say it's a good point. If someone's babbling incoherently, which we get occasionally, it gives me a headache. And it's not because I'm on some big pedestal here. It's because I just live this stuff perpetually. Oh, I mean, I've been working too much. I got to be honest with you. And I need a few days off. I mean, sometimes I take a few days off and I come back and it's just great. Again, I've wasted about 4 or 5 minutes talking about myself. It isn't about me. I don't have the power to send Men in Black ski masks to take her home. I don't have the power to send Men in Black ski masks to take your children. I'm not putting mercury at 250 times. I kept saying 215. I got the report again. It's 250 times safe levels. They've actually increased it in the flu shots and the MMR shots. You know, I'm not going to do that to you. Okay, so you better have a little bit of anger. The anger I have that bleeds over that you, because you're being, you know, idiosyncratic, prima donna, you think everything's about you. Is you think because I didn't, you know, kiss up to you right and said get to the point that I'm somehow bad. Man, we're in a war here. We're right on the edge. Okay? Things are about to get a lot worse, okay? I'm almost certain of it now. And I am disgusted. I am frustrated. I am angry about it because I love my family and I love this country. And so if I hurt somebody's feelings, I'm sorry to you. But frankly, you better wake up and get worried about the serious issues. All right? Not about what personality you like best. We're not in a cave 6,000 years ago deciding who we want our chief to be. I don't want to be your chief. I don't care if you don't like me. You understand that? If you want to support me, I'll support you. If you want to bring up information, you want to disagree with me on a point of fact or knowledge, then you'll be on the show 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 hours, who knows? Because I want to understand it. I want to debate it. I want to change your mind or have you change my mind. But if you want to have some cult of personality, mental spin out, I am just not designed to do it. I think about the New World Order. I'm an outwardly looking person. I don't go around, and sometimes it's a bad thing, thinking about myself or even how I look. Years ago, I did a little bit more, never to the extent of most people. I'm an outwardly looking person. You know, when somebody screams at me and drives by and flips me off, I don't get angry because it doesn't mean anything. Their emotion can't affect me. I don't even know if I'm articulating this properly. I'm sitting here watching a horror movie in the real world, the equivalent of Invasion of the Body Snatchers, as they build camps and say we want to put brain chips in you, and every child needs a microchip, and everybody's going to have to biometrically scan. I mean, just all over the media now. The whole thing's coming to fruition,
And we're sitting here talking about, I like this talk show host better. I like that one better. I don't like how you were rude to somebody. Well, it frustrates me if somebody calls in and goes, what's this person's phone number? And I go, I don't know it. Oh, you don't? Why not? Well, I don't have it in front of me. Well, what about this person's phone number? I'm sorry, I don't have that. Oh, why don't you know that? You know, it's almost like you can't call in and debate me about some facts, so you want to debate me about, why don't you have this phone number for me? Because I don't have it in front of me. I can't return all the emails. You see, this is what I'm talking about. I'm just somebody trying to get you to think. Because I know that it makes me safer and my family safer and your family safer if we all wake up and get involved. But we spend so much of our time infighting and running around and you know, these other so-called patriot leaders, you know, wanting to be the leader, wanting to be Umaro Nuno, attacking all the other talk show hosts. I just won't do it. And that's why I have the biggest talk show of alternative talk radio, of what you'd call patriot, conservative, libertarian, Christian talk radio. That's why. Because for all of my problems, I really research what I engage in. I have great guests on. I know what I'm talking about. I try to learn more every day. I'm about the battle. I'm about the fight. Do you understand? I am about engaging the New World Order, not having infighting. And then, you know, this is a psychological phenomenon. I mean, you know, when stuff's going bad in my life or a drain bust and water's going all over the kitchen, you know, that's when me and my wife tend to have an argument. Isn't that the way it is in your life? So I'm sitting here telling you all this bad news, but it's really the good news. We're able to get the bad news out to try to expose it and fix it. So that's a positive thing overall. And I'm covering all this, and it's frustrating. It's irritating. I mean, if you really care, it is. And so, yes, you know, we're calling, you're calling in, talking about stuff. It upsets me. I get upset. We should be upset. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's go ahead here. Let's go ahead and talk to, there's so many calls here. Cliff in Texas. Go ahead, Cliff.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Good. Hey, good to rant there. And I appreciate what you're doing. You woke a lot of people up. You know, as far as Greg being on your show, to me, it just seemed a bit, not misinformed, but kind of uninformed. And he seems like he has, good intentions. And
well, yeah, that's what makes him so dangerous. You mean George?
Who you were just talking to a few minutes ago.
Okay, I'm not sure who you're talking about now. You mean the guest I had on?
Yes, exactly.
Sure, yeah,
seems,
that was George.
You know, open to the suggestions and to learning things. But one of his points was about Vladimir Putin, and, you know, the Russian government is not, you know, that credible and being honest to their people, and, you know, Chernobyl being...
Well, I'll tell you what, you're bringing up a really good point, but why don't you give people the background? Bush now says, look, I don't care if I produce fake weapons dossiers. They didn't just mess up. They produced fake dossiers, and now they're going, oh, Vladimir Putin says they were planning to attack us. Not just that they had the weapons, but they were planning... Why would Saddam, in his right mind, attack America when he knows it'll bring down the wrath? How stupid do you think the Arabs are?
Well, and also...
So again, it's not just who stands to gain here, and now we're going to hear that Putin said so. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, and Putin, before all this, you know, was not really for the war. I mean, remember, Bush called Putin to Crawford, you know, Texas, to his ranch, and nothing really, you know, positive came out of that discussion.
There were Russians there at the time giving him the cruise missile jammers and all that. The Russians were actually fighting us there, and that's admitted, but now, see, they've been promised a cut of oil if they come out and play ball.
And as well, they lie to their people. I mean, when the Kursk sank, they're telling people, you know, hey, we're in communication with the soldiers down there, everything's okay. And I mean, you know, they're not known for being honest as well as us, and, you know, that's really
well,
Vladimir
Putin was a CIA, excuse me, it's the same thing, a KGB section chief in Russia. And the guy has been caught blowing up his own buildings. The guy runs around spewing anti-Semitism, all this stuff, and our government's going to sit here and talk about how great Vladimir Putin is. Come
yeah.
on.
It's another shape-shifting, you know, look, it's the same as the beheading deal, you know, yeah, let's go in, let's take charge, look, it's okay now, look at these terrorists, you know. I mean, there's always some other way to place the blame, and... You know, instead of on ourselves, and I mean, what the heck are we doing? You know, what is going on?
Yeah, I thought it was about weapons of mass destruction, then it was about torture and rape rooms, and now we've taken over the rape rooms that our government paid for in the 80s, and
It's sick. Good,
and,
good
and
point.
What really, well, and what makes me frustrated is just is so many things, but, you know, a lot of people going to the Abu Ghraib thing, you know, yes, it was nothing worse than a fraternity party, you know, fraternity hazing. Well, this is no fraternity party, you know? Come on. Wake
hey,
up.
I'll tell you what, Stephanie, can you find that fraternity party clip by Limbaugh? Because people don't believe that until we play it.
I've read it. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, weeks after Antonio Tagumba's own report is out, they've confessed to raping women, beating people to death. Oh, it's just a fraternity party. Blowing off some steam. I mean, how immoral is that? Can you imagine if Bill Clinton was doing stuff like this? Leslie hung up, so we'll go to Will in Missouri. Will, you're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
You bet.
I don't want to. I'm going to go ahead and risk oversimplification and marginalizing some of things here, so that we can, using your term, boil this down. In my research, what I'm looking at here is a systemic problem. It's an enormous problem. But what we're dealing with, actually, I believe, is a war between the natural law and legal positivism. And you're very, very astute on the natural law. You bring it up all the time. And for the listeners that haven't taken the time to look into it, the natural law, basically, we have over 2,000 years of establishing those things that would be considered by any religion to be God-given right. We have so many of these rights that are basically, they are human nature. A deer is a deer. A deer is beautiful. A human being is a human being. A human being is beautiful. We have certain things and attributes that make us who we are. Now, without the natural law, there can be no Bill of Rights. And all of the rights that were originally, for over 2,000 years, attributed to a higher being, a higher cause, the ultimate end of the human being.
And the law is still set up along those lines. The state is simply saying it's God, so we can change those natural laws.
Exactly. That's the point that I'm making. By converting over to legal positivism and judge-made law or jurisprudence, what we basically do is we open the door. It removes entirely the social life of the human being. And it makes the community life a matter of complete state control, and that then opens the door and allows in Russian communism, Italian fascism, German national socialism, whatever you want to call it, any of the isms. And so this war that we're fighting, now what all of the news that you report is absolutely essential to wake people up and let them get started. It also, by listening on a regular basis, we learn how to effectively combat in public these various and sundry people that just refuse to look into things any deeper than just on the general surface.
I hope you call me back on Monday because these are fabulous points. Got to let you go, Will. Good to hear from you.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Mike in Florida. Mike, go ahead.
The thing is, I disagree, but George is probably one of the most dangerous types to have around. An ignorant person can be educated. But somebody like George, who reminds me of the cartoon I once saw, that said, "Don't confuse me with the facts. My mind's made up," and he's the most dangerous type to me.
Well, yeah, I mean, we know the globalists are premeditated; they're evil, but their power comes by good people being conned by them that want to be conned by it.
That's right. The you know, if he were totally evil, such as a Bilderberg or whatever, then you would know where he stands. If he was ignorant, you can educate him. But a man who is intelligent, or appears to be intelligent, who just totally ignores all of the facts that are available, is just a real danger to our existence.
Mike, I agree with you. Thank you. Who's up next, Stephanie? Pete in California. Go ahead, Pete.
Doing. Next Friday is a big day. I've got 80 copies of The Road to Tyranny so far, and I'm going to stand outside the theater and say, you've seen the Cliff Notes. This is the real thing.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're going to go to the Michael Moore showing and then stand out the theater and hand out 80 copies of my video.
Oh, by next Friday, I might have 120. So I've only got two VCRs.
Sir, it's people like you that are going to save this country. I salute you. God bless you.
A salute from you is quite an honor, sir. But watching the coverage of the closing of the 911 hearings was very informative by one line that Tom Keene said. And I can quote him. He said, we got all the information that we asked for. In other words, they asked for information, and information they didn't ask for or was supplied outside of their purview, I'm sure they ignored. How many people stood up and said, what about this? What about that? It's incredible.
Well, that's lying by omission is what they do.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I got to tell you, I work in video production, and last year I worked on a documentary by two Japanese-American women, or Americans of Japanese descent, who were doing a documentary about the German POWs, the German people in, and Americans and Italians that were put in concentration camps here in the States. And for on five different interviews, they asked the people, do you think this can happen again? And they said, it's happening right now. I went out to my car and gave them each a copy of this film. And one 75-year-old, a German-American woman, said, I know this man. I know this man. So you're out there, dude, and good luck with it.
You're awesome. Thank you. Well, we're not going to stop. It's about the information. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about taking action.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass passing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
My friends, it is admitted that the government ordered the raping and killing and beating to death of people in Iraq and Afghanistan, and of course it's been going on in Camp X-Ray. And then Limbaugh gets up on the radio and acts like it's just fraternity fun, blowing off some steam. And since we mentioned that, I haven't aired this in about a month, here is that clip.
Psychologically wrong with that. It's not the act so much. It was like a college fraternity prank to stack up naked...
Exactly!
Men,
exactly my point! This
this is no different than what happens at the Skull and Bones initiation, and we're going to ruin people's lives over it, and we're going to hamper our military effort, and then we're going to really hammer them because they had a good time. You know, these people are being fired at every day. I'm talking about people having a good time. These people, you ever heard of emotional release? You ever heard of need to blow some steam off?
So, and again, the neocons sit around and go, oh, it's just beating a few people up, putting some stuff on their heads. That's all that's going on. It's just some fun. And then it's admitted people are dying, randomly picked up at checkpoints. I mean, that's sick, folks. We cannot just accept that because, well, he's conservative and I'm not a liberal. What does that mean? It's just all labels. Last call I have time to go to. I apologize, but that's all I have time for. Jeff in Texas. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi. What I'd like to say is one thing I never hear you mention on your show, and that is what, like all of these murders and stuff, they've all had psychiatric treatment, and these people are putting every kid they meet on Ritalin, prescribing Prozac. The Nazi concentration camps were organized by psychiatrists. Hitler was a psychiatric case. Charles Manson had psychiatric treatment.
Well, no, we talk about this all the time, that almost every mass shooter or the woman drowning her four children in Houston, they're always, I mean always, in every case I've seen, on Prozac or these drugs, and now they admit it causes violent activity, increased suicide, and we talk about this all the time. You must have just missed it.
Yeah, okay. I just hope that people would wake up and realize that these people, these drug companies and these psychiatrists are probably, I think, they're public enemy number one above the bankers and everybody. They're the ones eradicating the moral code and what's
right
and
wrong.
Well,
really, it's like a religious cult. They're like the witch doctors of old, and they're trying to supplant, Christianity and really any other religion that competes with them, but mainly Christianity, with their own religion, saying we're all mentally ill, and now we have to be arrested and forcibly drugged. That's what O'Brien tells Winston in 1984.
Right. Yeah, they passed a law in California. If a psychiatrist prescribes you Prozac, you have to take it, or they'll come to your house and administer
England,
it to you.
England is doing the same thing. Another great call. Thank you. I appreciate the call. Out of time, my friends. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. And, of course, back on Monday, 11 to 2 during the day. And just briefly here at the end, if you believe in what we're doing, and you've heard the great reviews by listeners of my films, and even the great review in the New York Post, you need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Matrix of Evil, Police State 1 and 2. You need to get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove to find out what really goes on at Skull and Bones, because this is where they really meet. Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order the films, the books, the information off our secure, safe shopping cart. And you are authorized to make copies of my films, by the way. We got a bunch of other great films and books by other great researchers and authors. So again, 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. This is something you can do. This is a way to take action. Like that caller said earlier, he's going to stand out in front of the Michael Moore movie and hand these out and go, you've seen the Cliff Notes. Now here's the encyclopedia. If you feel frustrated, just take action. You know, if this stuff is, daunting, just get in the fight. Do something small, and many hands make light work. Have a great weekend. God bless you all. Take care.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.